I'm Florence Schwein with today's Desert Diary. Almost everyone is interested in fossils. Thanks to the deep deposits of gravel, sand, silt, and clay laid down in our drainage basins, fossils are moderately common throughout much of the Chihuahuan Desert. In the vicinity of El Paso, the Rio Grande has excavated a deep valley through such sediments, occasionally revealing the bones and teeth from the past. The base of the sediments near Sunland Park are about 2 million years old, dating from the end of the Blancan North American land mammal age. Land mammal ages are characterized by unique associations of mammals. The last local appearance of a slender three-toed horse, Nanippus, pretty much marks the end of the Blancan locally. The beds above represent the transition to the beginning of the Pleistocene, the Ice Age, and the beginning of another unique assemblage of mammals, the Irvingtonian. One of the markers for the Irvingtonian is the first appearance of the mammoth in the New World. And show up locally, it does. A rather crude form, eventually leading to our local late Ice Age Columbian mammoth. Tragically, also now gone. I'm Florence Schwein.